and welcome to another episode of our playthrough of A Couple of Drakes game, Court of Blades. Skylarks are continuing to repair to break the control an unseelie agent has taken over Prince Corvetto. But finding a way into the Palazzo has proven to be more complicated than initially expected. So, how are we going to pull this off? Let's jump back into the game and find out.
You, Vivi and Allie, you see these two get off the boat back onto, as it makes the circuit, back to where your gondola is waiting.
Yeah, I think we go to meet up then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A fair distance away, you know.
Yeah.
Am I able to sense anything tailing us?
Are you able to sense anything? Yeah, you sense something under the water.
Can I figure out what's under the water?
Would you like to make a roll about it?
Yes, I would like to make a roll about it. I do get a plus one on this, I believe.
Yes, you do.
I did not get paid for Fey Jaws.
I want. Still desperate?
No, I think it's just risky now.
Okay.
The spy master's gone, that makes sense.
Yeah. You guys aren't surrounded by assassins waiting to stab you for any wrong move.
Risky standard?
Yeah, risky standard.
Okay, and I get plus one.
That's a crit.
Hell yeah.
Jeez.
Holy damn. Okay, yeah, you feel this is a this is a river spirit. I think you felt around the Ilrian, there's plenty of water spirits. There's some that, take residence in, especially the larger, more well-traveled canals. And you felt that they've been increasing over the past couple of weeks. Usually they stay out to the sea or in, actual rivers. But there are some who've taken up residence in the river. You see, underneath the water, at certain points you catch, a small glimpse of red here and there that rolls into a sort of stone color of the water.
And would this type of spirit be one that would be under her jurisdiction?
You know that this kind of water spirits water fae tend to be of their own courts.
Okay.
They have allegiances here and there, but this one is definitely not Seely.
So unclear if it's working for the person I'm currently working against, but definitely not someone that's on my side, so to speak.
Yes.
Maybe not an enemy, but almost definitely not an ally.
Yes, for sure.
Okay. And it is watching us, it seems.
It peeled off and it has been with you ever since you left the tavern. Yes.
We should get away from the water before we speak.
Yeah, I don't think I say anything. I will just nod to that once we meet up.
Lee is repeating the gondola performance.
You're singing?
Yes. Singing and rowing the gondola. And pushing the gondola. Gondola, sorry.
I hope you're not pushing the gondolier.
I'm pushing the gondolier right into the canal.
The
Please do not do that.
Gosh, gondolier, or Grand Theft Gondola is, I guess, the thing here now.
One of the worst crimes in Ilrian.
The gondoliers will come after you.
Oh yeah, they will. The courts don't even have to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe we head to the guilt and get off the canal before we debrief.
I think that'd be smart.
Yeah. Do you guys have horses waiting for you, or are you walking?
I think we have a carriage waiting for us.
Well, also, isn't our palazzo in the guild?
Oh, so you want to get home before you start talking. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Home has wards.
Yeah. I mean, technically it doesn't, because we didn't.
Oh, true. It has basic wards. It doesn't have anything that could stand up to real power, right? Because that's how a ghost got in.
Fia's room had wards, but they aren't there now.
Yeah, but neither is any magic. We could just walk over there.
Fia's room is a giant gaping hole in the weave.
Bea can't go in her room right now because it makes her sick.
I mean, it's like a light uncomfortable, like, nauseousness. Yeah. You can Bea be there. You can
still be there. It's
She's
just
not
like.
She's going to be uncomfortable. Much help in that case, though.
We're debriefing at home, is what I'm hearing, though.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. It is probably relatively secure. More so than the streets.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Y'all make it home. The presence that you felt, Fia, follows you all the way until you get off of the gondola and then, like, floats nearby for a while, like following your path until it can't anymore.
So how did it go?
Well, she is definitely under sway.
Ah, merde.
Of course she is.
But she's also going after House Battalia, not after us.
That's good.
Does give us some cover. And it did seem like her second there was not under any control.
She brought a second. That was the other one? Oh.
Yes. As far as I could tell, at least. But we were also being watched.
That doesn't surprise me.
I picked up something like a sylph while we were on the barge, and then a sprite in the water. It tailed us pretty much until we got back to the palazzo.
Hmm.
Were they compatriots of our target?
Unclear, potentially. But they were not compatriots of me, which makes giving up any information in their presence, particularly when someone seems to have sent them after us, a bit of a risky gamble I didn't want to take. Usually the water spirits are kind of their own court, but that doesn't mean they can't strike up deals with the other courts.
So Pardana, she is, how you say, a burnt bridge. But what of the second?
I left enough hints that should the second desire to look after, to speak with us, they know where to find me.
Oh, good. We have a point of contact and everything. Good. So, we did get an in.
How long are we willing to wait for that in, though?
Good question.
I see no more than a day. This fae sphere of influence is growing.
Yes.
If that wedding planning is going to come to fruition, we definitely want to do this sooner rather than later.
There has also seemed to be a stronger presence of a lot of spirits in the city lately.
Good. Great.
Which could be attributed to a number of things. But I don't want to rule out that it could be related to her trying to build up a power base.
Oh, she most certainly is doing that, yes.
Well, yes, that's technically what my court would want as well. We just not got quite that far yet.
I was already complaining about the fact that we had to follow a boat, which is the...
Isn't it not easy?
No, and now... We're just going to avoid the water for the rest of this, is what I'm hearing.
We need to... it might be hard to avoid it altogether, considering how the city is laid out. But we can't speak freely when we're near it, at least.
No, not unless we're near a gondolier of four, considering, you know.
I would still be careful. They don't need to attack us to overhear what we say.
No, definitely not, but they're not going to want to piss off the gondoliers, because...
No, but they can take our information back to someone else.
Unless we use a liaison of sorts to exchange messages between us.
If we're going to do this soon, I don't think we need to worry too much, especially if we end up in, you know, the palazzo itself.
I was hoping that... The spymaster would share similar concerns and that we could use that as a way in, but I think we give it a day, see if her second approaches and gives us some leeway, and if not...
I'll need to find another entry point.
I mean, I believe that Samael snuck in as a servant. Perhaps we could do the same.
Yeah, or, you know, we can make our own entrance along with that.
We do want to do this a bit quietly.
I know. I know how to do quiet. Thank you very much. I've trained with this. But a lot of these places, they got the underground catacombs and everything like that from back when Ilrion was part of the Empire. So, we, you know, tap a few stones, get ourselves in that way. We got the whole underside.
The issue is that we need to make sure that she is well away from the palazzo before we go inside.
Yes.
Definitely.
So we will need to be watching from the outside. And then once she is gone, we need to get in quick.
Right.
What if we bring them to the outside?
They who?
All of them.
I'm Lee. I'm pretty good at distractions, but I'm not sure we can get the prince out of his own palazzo.
We can. If... Hear me out. We have connections within the city, all of us, individually and together. I'm sure that we could find enough people to organize a circus.
And what does that accomplish?
What it'll accomplish is separating the crown prince from anybody else.
I do not see how.
If the crown prince comes out, there'll be crowds. People get lost in crowds. People get separated in crowds.
The prince doesn't.
There are bodyguards on him at all times.
This is a man with a retinue.
And also, I believe that if such a thing were to appear, he would take his fey lover, would he not?
Probably.
Which is why we use our connections to help expedite that separation in the crowd.
You seem to think they'll be easy to separate.
Not easy, but easier in a crowd than within their own fort.
Lee, have you ever tried to open a trap that's already been sprung?
I don't follow.
Imagine, if you will, your standard collapsing trap. You step on it, it collapses in on itself. It is extremely difficult to pull it apart.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be the same thing with the prince and any retinue that he has. Like, they stick together like glue, huh? And if they think that anyone's going to try separating them, this is Corvetto we're talking about. They're not going to be afraid to use force. Keep themselves and the little bubble.
Perhaps there might be a way that doesn't require us to get direct access to the prince, but we would still need to get into the palazzo.
That would be more manageable. If we don't have to actually get to the prince, then this is going to be a lot easier, because that has been a main obstacle.
You know some plants that can disrupt the magic? If we could sneak something into the kitchens there, it could maybe break the enchantment?
If you need more direct access for just one of us, and then Vivi just kind of squares up a little bit. I have done it before.
You have.
This is new to Allie and Lee, by the way.
And she would be able to sense me if I entered the house, but possibly not you.
She did not seem aware of my presence before. So yes, if we can acquire this herb or plant or whatever it is, and
even if we could just sneak it into something in the prince's room when she's not there,
I could certainly do this.
I think there's a way we could meld what we're doing, because Lee, thinking back with that circus, if we want to keep her out of the palazzo, having something right in front of it, it's going to be good digging, and especially if that thing is a fey circus.
Lee just cocks an eyebrow over at Fia, and everybody, Lee is like, we could do this. This could work.
It would keep Fia in the area. It would give us our distraction on the outside, give us an obstacle to our Fae opponent, and give Vivi and I guess myself a way in.
And it'll be difficult for anybody to overhear anything because circuses are extremely loud.
Exactly.
I don't know how much that will matter when we're dealing with spirits, but otherwise I follow you.
Do spirits have a heightened hearing?
Some do.
He pulls out a notebook and writes that down.
So, what do we say? A fae circus to
how are you steer some huts? How are you planning to stage a fae circus?
Well, like Lee said, we all have some connections. We bring them, we pull them all together.
Connections?
I have more connections than you might expect.
Well, then, Ali, I believe this is a task for you if we are doing this, no?
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. It's going to be getting the best troubadours we can for this sort of thing, eh?
And I will ensure everybody in the city finds out about this circus.
It does also pose another opportunity, so we can't move directly against her, but if we could get enough Sealy power in the city, it does give a little bit of an added boost, I guess.
Okay, so the plan is, from what I hear, to stage a circus in the city, last minute, get the prince out of the castle, somehow, with this fae circus.
Not necessarily.
We don't worry about this. Doesn't worry about the prince at all.
This is a distraction for this on Seelie.
Yeah. I mean, the prince will probably...
He might go with her. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I just need to get into his room.
stage a circus, last minute, in the city, to lure out this fae mistress, so Vivi can get into the prince's room and hopefully poison her with anti-fae herbs.
I don't know if we want to poison her.
Disrupt her magic.
We're poisoning the prince.
Really. Yeah, like basically, not poisoning, just like tricking him into taking some medicine.
I mean, I love it, but let's see what the dice
do. I will say it is nonsense. I agree.
I will say that I did not expect this. I did not see this one coming.
Half of the plan that involves what's going on in the palazzo is about what I was thinking to begin with. The circus part, I don't know how that's going to work.
The circus is literally there as an obstacle for that Unseelie. I do not expect to bring the prince out.
Unless you really, really, really want the circus, another option is just to go to the places where she's trying to establish her power and disrupt that. Because that would be a very good distraction for a power-hungry fae.
Mm.
That would also not require you to get permits or anything with the city.
Permits?
You need permits?
You want to throw circus in the middle of Ilrion?
I was just going to hand out flyers.
Right? Like, who's going to allow that?
Who's going to stop the countless orphans and buskers Lee is going to hand flyers
the
to?
Guard.
The guard!
The guard! The city
wants. I mean, my answer was going to be, who's going to stop the right people from doing this?
Also city true. Watch.
Are they?
Okay, so if the right people did not clear this with the prince first...
Okay, that's fair, yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying, that sounds like a PR disaster that ends with the prince getting assassinated. Not by us, but by someone.
You are very optimistic.
History has shown.
We do... The point of this, in the end, circus or not, because I think it's a... We talk about it more and we're like, okay, we have to do something else that isn't the circus, because Allie does not actually have the connections for Faye. She has connections...
criminals.
Maybe a theater performance of some sort? An impromptu performance? The Faye are known for being... For that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think it's... For this, though, it'll be... It would be better to not do it in front of the palazzo in that case. It's the thing of, you know... having it at like Asini was saying, having it at one of her would be bases of power.
And not only that, but using it as a way to disrupt her influence there. I think that is going to be the best way to pull her attention.
Yeah.
If we want to go a step further, we could even go so far as to set up several different shows at several different places of influence.
Yeah. How many people do you think I'm able to pull?
This is why we have acquire asset as a downtime activity we could do.
Also, we can use the buskins and literally just have some like anti-fey herbs or something that they work into their bouquets or their garlands or whatever.
Yeah. Like they don't have to be big performances. They don't have to be like theater level things. It could be two fey with puppets. I imagine we could find like one or two Robin Goodfellow type of fey to be like, hey, do you want to entertain some kids? Have some fun?
Do you want to make a deal with me about that?
I feel like the best person to make a deal with the Fae is Lee.
Because I'm sure the Fae would love to help you out if you're willing to strike an accord with them.
Lee just like, all right, how many orphans do I have to give you to do this?
No!
Orphans are not your property, Lee.
They're nobody's property, exactly.
And you can't give them away.
I'd like to acquire a bunch of buskins. Can we see how many buskins we can get by a roll? Because that's...
I will say Lee does also have an ulterior motive of, like, if we can do this while enabling other people by you know, providing some entertainment, providing opportunity for money, we can set these people up in these areas to do that. That's why Lee is kind of like, let's help the little guy.
Yeah. Corey, actually everybody first, are people fine with us spending our influence, like our coterie influence on doing this?
I'm fine with it.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Corey.
We have plenty. What else are we going to use it for?
True. Let's acquire some buskins. / other performers. We would like to acquire performers. I've already spent an influence to do this downtime action.
It sounds like you are trying to acquire an asset, or you are trying to acquire a retinue.
Sure are, yeah.
All right. In order to acquire an asset, roll the coterie's tier. The result indicates the quality of the asset you get using the crew's tier as the base.
Gosh, I'm trying to see if I have any contacts that might help me with this.
I do, unfortunately, but I'm not the one doing this. I literally have a buskin.
Oh, I mean, I'm not... You can do it. It's going to be the same role for all of us, because this is what we're doing here, but I guess it would be Vivi asking rather than Allie asking.
I mean... Yeah, I feel like I can't really help here, but I could do the ask instead and ask Armand.
Yeah, I'd be down with that, yeah. And then you get +1 because you're asking a friend of yours.
Sure, I'm happy to pitch that. So what is our tier?
We're tier 2.
Mm-hmm.
So I would roll 3 dice, and then with the potentiality of paying them if we want to do more. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll just roll fortune here. That's a 4.
You got 12 people.
Nice.
I don't think that's enough.
How many people do we want? Because if we're just using our crew, we could spend up to 2, and that could get us 40 people.
How many like places of influence is this person trying for? I think that's the first question.
That is a good question. She's fucking at the garden. Let me look at this.
Because map. If it's like 2 places, 6 pop is going to do great.
There's something in the arbor. I believe there's something in the temple. And there's definitely something in the gate.
I think we want the city. I think we want 40 people.
Especially because we said higher tier means more likely to have a rando fae in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, potentially. We'll see. If we want to spend all our crew influence, we could do it.
Let's do it.
Let's say go. Five. There are five places of power that she has been wiggling her way into, besides the palace in the
city. All right. Eight buskins per place.
Yeah, let's do it. All
right, perfect.
You have acquired 40 buskins.
So many buskins.
He puts on their director hat and is like...
Sorry, we're doing booby shoots all over the city now. We need extras.
Would you like to roll for Faye?
Yeah? Sure.
Sure.
Roll 1d20 for me. Or 2d20.
Who's rolling? Roll it?
I mean, I'll do it because it was my acquire asset.
Fair, yeah, go. Sure.
Nice.
6 and a 13. You've got one, Faye.
Hey! Okay! We'll take it.
It's more than we had before.
Yeah.
And we have a Fia that can, she can do something.
Yeah.
I do have this fairy reel thing I've never used.
We also need to make sure that we have the sort of anti-enchantment plants. Do we need to acquire an asset for that?
Ooh, probably.
Yes. Yes, yes, you will.
I think that's got to be Fia.
Probably.
Is there a minimum quality level on that?
It's going to have to be a minimum of 2.
All right.
I've got some influence if you need to buy something from a weird fae shop.
Yeah, you got any... anybody got like a alchemist or botanist or pharmacist friend?
No,
Sam knows a botanist.
Samuel knows a botanist. And... I can guarantee if you go to the botanist and say, you know what really pissed Amiel off? You might be able to win him over.
Samuel doesn't want us to do this?
Samuel is on that I'm the best at magic train. If you go there and are like, listen, Finn... You know what would make Samuel really pissed off? If I was better at magic than them.
I mean, and I already think I'm better at magic than you, but...
Oh.
If I could rub this in Samael's face.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, true.
Well, if you don't have contact, I mean, it's still 2 dice, so...
So someone needs to spend an influence so we can even do this.
Mm-hmm. I also have influence. I have
some too.
You just need to spend 1 in order to do it.
Yeah, I'll spend
and then
that.
We can spend more influence if we need to pull some strings.
Yeah.
If you need to pull strings, I will let you spend 1 of Samuel's influence.
Yeah, unfortunately, none of my contacts will help here.
Yeah, I think the only one that would have been helpful. I already Goya's the one who gave me most of this information, so. Kind of already called on them for it.
There is still Finn that you could try to negotiate with if you want.
That could be worth it.
My definitely not swamp thing.
Do you want to do that?
Sure.
Alright, I think that's going to be a scene. And I think that is what we're going to leave that there for now. We're going to start next session for that. Let's do an XP. So. Did you, House Bastion, did you overcome an obstacle with audacity or an orthodoxy?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you did. Did you contend with challenges above your current station?
Yes.
Yeah.
Corvetto.
Did you bolster your coterie's reputation and develop a new one?
This is pretty freaking ambitious.
We were pretty bold, daring, ambitious, all that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you express the goals, drives, inner conflict, or essential nature of your coterie?
Gosh.
Literally, the entire session was us arguing over how we are going to infiltrate this thing.
Did you look out for the little guy?
That is what we settled on.
We are employing buskins. We gave buskins some gainful employment for this.
And, like, I think any scene where Lee is just talking communism is technically looking out for the little guy.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
I think it has to actually have something actionable in it.
Yeah,
it can't just be you armchair philosophizing. What good does that do anyone?
Lee, this party Congress will help the people, surely.
So I think that sounds like five, though, because you did get the Buskins a job, and I will count that. So y'all are well on your way to another advance.
Heck yeah.
I mean, we spent so much influence to get them a job. So yeah, I think so. It was a personal sacrifice.
all right. So let's do your individual XP. All right, Kelsey, our lovely Fia, please do your XP.
Address a challenge with fey power and or control. I don't think I did control this time, but definitely power.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Express your beliefs, drives, heritage, or background. Yes. And I don't have any scandals, and my vice didn't really come up this time. Or indulgence, whatever it's called.
Your thing. The thing with yeah, the thing.
Indulgence, yes.
Yeah, it is an indulgence. So I guess that's two.
Alright, where are you putting it?
I'll just put them in my character XP.
Fair enough. Peter, I don't think Samael was seen at all this episode, but how about
you? Yeah, Samael's off getting busy.
That's what he thinks.
No, maybe it's getting busy sometime. Maybe it's getting busy, you know?
Of course.
By that, I mean, you handed a week's worth of tomes to study. you address a challenge with expertise and or calculation. Yeah, I think my whole exchange with the Spymaster was that.
Mm-hmm.
You express your belief, drives, heritage, your background. Yes. You struggle with issues from your indulgence or scandals? Not yet. Mm-hmm. Not yet. So, I got three, which I'm going to put into character XP.
Beautiful. Saint! We didn't see Teresa here, but...
No, she's... Allie. Teresa's busy being a soldier or something, I don't know.
She's reaching out to that... that compatriot that she met at the...
Yeah, to...
Did some outreach.
Yeah, to Frederick.
Yeah. Gonna start her own VFW.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Allie, surprisingly, got in no trouble. Did not address any challenges because Allie and Vivi did get in trouble. Express beliefs, drives, heritage, background. Yes, definitely. There was a lot of doing that today with us bandying about plans and such. Issues from your indulgence or scandals. Don't have any scandals, somehow. my indulgence did not come up. Helping the founder is not part of this currently, though this definitely would be a plan they'd be interested in, as in dealing with Corvetto, not this... Whatever the hell we came up with today.
I know, right?
I had half of this plan is what my original idea was, and I don't know about the other half.
You know what? As long as y'all have fun.
Yeah, exactly. I'm here for this, whatever this is. It's great. I just don't know what it is, and I helped make it up.
Yep.
But yeah, I get one XP, I think, and I'm put into body.
Okay. Last but not least, our lovely Solia, Vivi.
All right, address the challenge with stealth and or perception. Stealth, definitely not. I'm not sure, like, I obviously didn't roll anything, but...
Mm-hmm. You did keep an eye on what was going on.
Yeah. And also just, like, being very aware that... Our best chance to strike is when she's not there, mm-hmm. I would say, is a kind of perception.
Yeah.
So I'll take one for that. Definitely express my belief, strives, heritage, or background. Like, we were, the whole waffling with us, this whole session was just like butting up against mine and Fia's drive against Allie and Lee's drives. And that mm-hmm. was really interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't struggle with any scandals because I don't have any, but I do have a particular paramour indulgence that mm-hmm. I've had to struggle with because it's been like, hey, let's just depose the prince. Yeah, but I can't.
That's actually maybe I need to stick another one on mine.
Yeah, sure, go for
it. Yeah, because like we both have, I think, our ties to our paramours and their connections there have really tied our hands as to how we're approaching this job.
Yeah, Thea's is a little bit from both of our paramours, although for different reasons.
So I've got three. I'm going to put it all into body.
All right.
One XP away from being able to master my skulk.
Hell yeah.
Actually, could I spend a quick influence to do some body training?
Yes, you can. Absolutely, you can.
Cool. Yeah, my skulk's maxed out.
Hell yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. And next time, I guess we start with Fia going to go do a thing with Definitely Not Swamp Thing.
Yep.
Who is Definitely Not Swamp Thing, because he doesn't live in a swamp and isn't made of plants. But, you know, we'll see how that goes.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Just Roll With It. This has been the continuation of our arc of Court of Blades, a Forge in the Dark game by A Couple of Drakes. You can purchase a copy for yourself at acoupleofdrakes.itch.io. Thank you to Saintguard and Staney for joining us for this game. You can find Saintguard on Twitter at Saintguardly, Blue Sky at Saintguard, and on Twitch at Saintguard. And you can find Staney on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Twitch at Staney. You can find us at Roll With It AP on various social media sites, where we will post updates about the podcast and various other content. You can find Peter at The Chaotic Super on Tumblr, Corey at InvulnerableTide on Twitter, The Invulnerable Tide on Instagram, Tumblr, Blue Sky, and itch.io, and at TheInvulnerableTide.com. And you can find me, Kelsey, at Islander's Caper on various social media platforms. Music by 8er41 from Pixabay. All of these links will be in the description box below. And so, until next time, don't forget to just roll with it.